Nolte, majority believe fake media covered up Hunter Biden scandal until after election. By John Nolte on December 15, 2020. Rasmussen, one of the few remaining credible pollsters worth taking seriously, found that 52% of likely U.S. voters think many news organizations ignored the Hunter Biden story to help his father's presidential campaign. Get this. Only 32% disagree, or said the media ignored the story because it was a partisan hit job. In other words, ignored it for a legitimate reason. As far as Democrats, a whole 32% of Democrats believe the media covered up a legitimate story to help Biden. Non-affiliated, or other, totaled 46%. 17% had no opinion or didn't know. In worse news for his fraudulency, who we're now required to refer to as President-elect Joe Biden, a whopping 56% believe it is likely Joe Biden was consulted about and perhaps profited from his son's overseas business deals, including at least one involving a company in mainland China. Wow. 56% believe Joe profited from his son's shady, overseas business dealings. Of that 56%, 43% says it's very likely he profited from Hunter's shady business. As far as Democrats, a total of 35% said it's very likely, 21%, or somewhat likely, 14%, his fraudulency profited from Hunter's shady, overseas business dealings. That's 35% of Democrats who believe that. Only 38% of those polled consider this connection between Hunter's business and his father unlikely. So, less than 40% of the public believe Joe Biden is not crooked. Rasmussen surveyed 1,000 likely voters between December 13 to 14, 2020. The margin of error is +/+3 percentage points. So Biden is not only entering office with a massive cloud over his head about his legitimacy due to claims of vote fraud and irregularities, and is not only entering office mentally and physically enfeebled, but a majority believe he knew all about Hunter's shady business with foreign countries, and a majority believe the corporate media covered it up to drag his fraudulency over the finish line. Part of Biden's problem is the widespread belief he won by way of voter fraud. Last week, Rasmussen found that a whopping 47% of voters say it's likely that Democrats stole voters or destroyed pro-Trump ballots in several states to ensure that Joe Biden would win. Only 49% say that was unlikely. So not even half the country believe it is unlikely Biden won without committing vote fraud. Americans are pretty smart. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.